Latest federal census shows that about 1% of this country's households include a same-sex couple. The data is the most comprehensive to date about same-sex couples who live together in the United States, but it does not count LGBTQ plus people who are not cohabiting with partners. And NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang explains that could have important ramifications.
This new census data comes from a question about household relationships that paints an incomplete portrait of LGBTQ plus people in the U.S.
At this point, less than 20% of LGBT people live in same-sex couple households.
Kareth Conran is a research director of the UCLA School of Law's Williams Institute, which tracks estimates of the country's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender populations.
That means we don't know a lot about the 80% or more of LGBT people who have different sex partners, aren't living in a household with a partner. And that's significant.
And that's also disappointing for Josie Caballero.
Do you remember filling out the 2020 census?
I do.
Caballero says she reported on the census that she was living in a household with a same-sex partner, but the form was still missing an important checkbox.
I was actually newly out trans girl, and I was excited to take it. And I was like, I want to share my experience. And I think the thing that really caught me off guard was there wasn't a space for me to kind of say, this is who I am and this is my identity.
That's because, unlike the U.S. Trans Survey that Caballero runs for the National Center for Transgender Equality, the 2020 census did not ask about gender identity. Although there was a question about a person's sex that provided checkboxes for only male and female. There was also no census question that asked directly about sexual orientation. And not having that data makes it harder to get resources for services like mental health programs that many LGBTQ plus people need, says Rebecca Moon, president of the Shoals Diversity Center based in Florence, Alabama.
If we can't pull that data and show this is how many of our community exist in the Shoals area, then it's difficult for us to get that funding.
The Trump administration blocked efforts to add sexual orientation and gender identity questions to a key Census Bureau survey that's often a testing ground for future census forms. But last year, the Justice Department renewed a request for that type of data, which the department has said is needed to better enforce people's civil rights protections against discrimination at work and in housing. Still, Moon says it's a tricky moment to be pushing for the government to collect this data while anti-LGBTQ plus legislation is on the rise among right-wing politicians.
Being given an opportunity to volunteer that information is important. Not everyone is out, especially in the South. There's a lot of LGBTQ hatred.
It is illegal for the government to use census data against a person. But Josie Caballero of the National Center for Transgender Equality says not feeling comfortable reporting your gender identity is very valid. Still, she points out there is power that could come with being represented on the census.
You can't argue with the fact that hundreds of thousands of trans folks have been able to say in a quantitative, scientific way that we exist and this is what it looks like to live here.
And Caballero says those who do choose to be counted as trans, if given the chance on a future census, could make it easier for the next trans person to tell their story. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News.